going to read from the third chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And then we'll find our text in the book of the Psalms. I'll give you a moment to find the book of Ezekiel. Have you found it? My little daughter, a few years ago, she was saying her memory verse from Sunday school. I said, Jaquita, can you say your memory verse? She said, Daddy, I can. She stood up and said it, but she said, I forgot its address. Forgot its address. Well, here it is. Hallelujah. Third chapter of the book of Ezekiel, we read verse number 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked ways, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Friend, that's a very solemn obligation of every child of God to share the glorious glad news Jesus saved. You are a beacon light. You're a written epistle. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. The world's not reading their Bible. They don't know their Bible. You are God's witness to this generation. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin. And his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. I owe the backslider a word of warning. In fact, the most miserable person there is in Baton Rouge is the person that's lost sight of God Almighty. In fact, the Bible said it'd been better he'd never known the way of truth than to have known it and to depart from it. I preached in the Huntsville Penitentiary not long ago, and the warden told me, the worst criminals here are those that have turned away from God, were raised in church and rejected God Almighty. No wonder Jesus said, if the unclean spirit go out of a man and he come back and find it swept and garnished but empty, the last state of that man is worse than the first. Nevertheless, if thou warn that righteous man, I not only owe the sinner a warning, I owe every church member a warning. If thou warn the righteous man, if the righteous man sin not, he doth not sin, he shall surely live. Because he is warned also, thou hast delivered thy soul. What a tremendous truth. Would you turn to the Psalms tonight? And in the 142nd Psalm, nestled in this beautiful little short 7-verse Psalm, is one of the most glorious truths in this precious book. Verse number 1, let's just read it. It's just 7 verses. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him, I showed before him my trouble. You don't have to drive far to find people in trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. The way wherein I walked have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, and there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. And I want to use those last few words. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Hallelujah. Refuge fail me. No man cared for my soul. I want to speak to you on the subject tonight. Who cares? If men and women go to hell from Baton Rouge, men are lost in sin's dark dungeon of despair. Who really cares? Father, I thank you for the anointing to preach tonight. For the quickening of the Spirit to be upon thy holy word. Let the truth of the Scripture be made plain and powerful tonight, that thy name may be glorified above every other name, named on planet earth or in heaven or in hell. We glorify you, Lord, because you're God Almighty, and I receive of you that holy anointing, that quickening of the Spirit that makes the difference. Master, I'm well aware that without you we can do nothing. But I ask for revelation, for holy wisdom, for divine prophetic utterance. Let the words be ordered in the courts of heaven and spoken through unworthy lips of clay, that thy name will be glorified in this altar tonight. And we'll give you praise in the marvelous name of Jesus. Amen. Who cares? If this generation is lost without God, my soul trembles when I realize every person I meet is an eternal soul. Every person that I talk to is an eternal soul. There'll never be a day when you're not. You're an eternal being. God fashioned man in his own likeness, created him in his own likeness, and breathed into him an eternal, never dying, eternal soul. There will never, never, never be a day when we're not. The grave digger may bury this body. The undertaker may put a little marker at the head of your grave. But he will not be able to bury your eternal soul. For we are eternal beings. God Almighty has allotted you the highest privilege that's ever been given to mankind. And that's to come in contact with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. If I praise him the rest of my days, I will not be able to praise him enough for letting me come in contact with this glorious truth. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Oh, friends, I can't tell you how wonderful my salvation is. Someone asked me the other day, what's the stock market doing? I said, really, I don't know whether it's up or down. But I want to tell you about my stock. It's going up every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, the closer you get to the end, the more valuable our salvation is. Noah's Ark, you could have sold it, no doubt, at an auction for a little of nothing a few days before the flood. But the day the storm hit, it was the most valuable possession on planet Earth. Can I tell you tonight, my salvation is the most valuable thing I've ever found in my life. Hallelujah! Saved from sin's dark night. Saved from the penalty of sin. Saved from the habits of sin. Saved from the damnation of sin. That shouting ground. We are saved. Hallelujah. Through the blood of the Lamb. Whoa, I'm a feeling camp meeting. Brother Rich, take this coat. It could be late. Hallelujah. Sir, I want to challenge you tonight. If you do not know this Savior, there is room at the cross for you tonight. But there's a world out there that is in desperate condition. You don't have to go far to find broken homes, broken hearts, wrecked lives, disappointment, sorrow, suffering. It's a home of sorrow. It's a hospital of pain. Everywhere you look, people are in trouble. Children are in trouble. Families in trouble. Homes in trouble. But I can tell you tonight, we have the answer. Jesus Christ is able to save to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have a problem He cannot solve. You do not have something that is greater than what He's master of. He can calm the troubled storm. He can raise the dead. He can heal the sick. He can cleanse the leper. He can call Lazarus from the bowels of the earth. He's Lord. He's Almighty. He's God. Hallelujah. Glory. I get shouting happy when I get to talking about it. He can wash your sins away. He can change your life. Give you newness of life. Hallelujah. Crossfire. He's Lord. He's wonderful. He's Savior. He's mighty to save. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who cares if this generation goes to hell? Who cares if we're lost and hopeless, bound by sin, and the fangs of the enemy has fastened hold on our lives? I can tell you today, the world could care less if your soul is damned. The liquor crowd, the liquor industry, doesn't care if their brew destroys your home, wrecks your life, numbs your brain, leaves your blood splattered on the side of the road. That crowd only wants one thing, and that's the money out of your pocket. They don't care if it leaves you homeless, breaks up your home, leaves a mother without a payroll. But I can tell you somebody that can deliver you from the alcohol, and He does care. My Savior cares. Refuge failed me. Nobody cared for my soul. Oh, no, that crowd doesn't care. If it numbs the mind of our senators, causes our country to go into sorrow and to deep depression, no, they could care less. The liquor crowd doesn't care about your soul. I can tell you now, the drug pusher doesn't care about your soul. He only wants a little more money to support his habit. He'll give you drugs to hook you, to get you started down a way to hell. He could care less if your life winds up in misery and in sorrow and in depression, and your life is hopelessly hooked and ruined and your brain is burned out. But I can tell you somebody that can set you free from your drugs, somebody that can give you real life, somebody that can lift you higher than the drugs can lift you. His name is wonderful. He's Counselor. He's Mighty God. He's Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. No, the drug pusher doesn't care. If there is, this Bible teaches the death penalty. And I can't think of a man any lower than the man that would sell drugs to our elementary school children. I can't think of a man who's lost his conscience, lost all sense of reason, all sense of values, than the man that would destroy the youth of America by trying to get them hooked on devilish drugs that would destroy their soul. I believe in capital punishment because this Bible says it. But if there's anything worthy of death, it would be the man that would want to hook this society on its damnable drugs that would destroy their soul. But let me tell you, my friend, you may be a drug pusher, you may be a drug user, but I know one that can reach down to the very gutter of sin. He can set you free, hallelujah. And whom the Son makes free, Crossfire, you can shout it, is free indeed, hallelujah. I was preaching a meeting for Brother Virgil Jones, who has a great church, runs a little less than 2,000, or at least it was on Easter Sunday, in Tucson, Arizona. Lady came and said, would you pray for my brother? He's a drug pusher. Their little baby came into the world hooked on drugs. It's having withdrawal. It screams every hour it's awake. I just left there. And he says he's going to kill himself, kill his family first, and then he's going to kill himself. I said, is there anything I could do? Could we go over there and help him? Oh, she said, no, Brother Brankle. He would think you was an officer. Don't go. You can't do anything. I said, I'll tell you what we can do. I know somebody that can go over there. I know somebody that walks over miles. Lest you and I agree together right here at this altar that Jesus Christ will liberate him and set him free. I believe there's a power that can break the hold of the enemy. Hallelujah! Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I don't think you can run around and use that lightly, but there's a time when the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes on you that you've got divine authority that heaven honors. Hallelujah! And that night we prayed, and the next night, sitting on the front row was that couple. The little baby was still screaming, but the sister had the baby back in the back room. When I gave my altar call, they were the first ones in that altar and the last ones to leave. In fact, while some of the saints were down at Burger King getting a Whopper, they were still crying and praying. Oh, let me tell you tonight, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Hallelujah! Jimmy Swaggart, he's a deliverer. Hallelujah! Oh, I'm a feeling camp meeting here tonight. No, the disco user doesn't care. The rock group doesn't care if they push their drugs and push their homosexual lifestyle and their Satan worship in the occult. They could care less if they wreck the souls of the youth of the Lamb. No, sir, they couldn't care. They don't care. If you go home and your life is wrecked and you're so filled with such morbid living until you want to take your own life, my soul tonight is crying out. 57 teenagers attempt suicide every single hour in America because they are so bound by sin, they see no way out. They're in trouble sexually, they're in trouble with drugs, they're in trouble with the law, they're in trouble at home. There's nowhere to turn. Can I tell you where to turn? To come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. He's a friend of the friendless. He's a home for the homeless. He's a savior for the lost. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, there's camp meeting fire burning in this atmosphere. Souls are going to come to God. No, the little flirt down at the office doesn't care if it wrecks your home. Am I right? Sir, you may think she loves you and she may make eyes at you, but she doesn't care if your children are left homeless and your marriage vows are broken and your life is in shambles. No, she doesn't care. She's an instrument of the devil to destroy your life, to wreck your home, to break your marriage vows and leave your children homeless. Can I plead with you, Dad? Get back to the altar if you see your life being tempted and the devil's drawing you into a snare. Run to Christ. Shun the very appearance of evil. Cry out for help from God. I can tell you tonight, there's a power that can give you strength till there's no temptation taken man. But what he'll not give you authority to say, no, I'm a child of God. Say amen. No, no, no. Sir, my soul trembles when I see homes wrecked, children left to the world and to their grandparents. Homebreakers have broke up their home. No, that man, sir, that flirts with you, that would destroy your morals, destroy your character, take you away from your husband now, or destroy you. No, he couldn't care. Let him tell you he loves you. He's a liar. He doesn't do it. It's on the veneer. He's got an obligation before God Almighty to live clean. Say amen. I wish somehow we could preach it. God said fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. There's not one thing done in secret but what God's not going to pull the lid off. That which is done in secret shall be shouted from the housetop. But I want to tell you one, if you'll come to Him, I know one that can forgive the adulterer. I know one that can cleanse the life that's been marred and stained by the filth of sin. Your garments are dirty. Your soul is dirty. You've been drugged in the gutter. Let me shout it tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. No, repentance is not tears. You can shed tears and not repent. For godly sorrow leadeth thee to repentance. No, you can even tremble and not repent. Felix trembled but didn't repent. You can come back and cry, I've sinned, and not repent. Judas cried, I've sinned. But repentance means to turn around, do an about face, walk away from. Hallelujah. And anything you're willing to give up, God's willing to forgive. Hallelujah. Come on. Repeating a little prayer won't save you. But if you'll turn from your wicked ways, I know a Father in heaven that's got room in His house to take you in and make the vilest sinner clean. Hallelujah. 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 I heard Pharaoh cry, I've sinned, but he didn't repent. He was back exactly the same way the next day. Sir, there's a difference of being cornered and caught up with than coming to God with godly sorrow and saying, Master, I'm wretched, I'm miserable, I'm lost, I'm hopeless, and I'm turning around. And I'm going to be a new person in Christ Jesus because the blood has made atonement for my sin. Hallelujah. No, that little homebreaker doesn't care. She doesn't care if your life is stained. That one that says he loves you and would destroy your soul and wreck your body, mar your character, defile you, and make you a sex symbol, doesn't care. Am I right? Sir, may I plead with you tonight? I can tell you where there is hope and your hope is not in this world, when you've gone the last mile, you don't know where to turn, refuge, fail me. Nobody cared for my soul. There's people that are despondent and they don't know where to go. They've gone to the psychiatrist, but I can tell you now, he doesn't have the answer. No, sir. I heard about not long ago about a clown. And he was so depressed, he went down to see the psychiatrist. And he said, I want to tell you, I'm so depressed, psychiatrist. And he said, what you need to do is to laugh. You need to enjoy life. You need to find something funny. He said, there's a circus in town. Why don't you go and watch the clown? He's the funniest man I've ever seen. He said, you don't understand. That's me. No, the answer's not there. There's only help at the foot of the cross. Come unto me that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus says, Hollywood industry doesn't care if it wrecks your soul. They could care less with their smut and dirt and cursing and their pornography and their filth and their half-nude. They're so bent on destroying your life. Am I right? Oh, my friend, there's very little on that idiot box left to look at. Am I right? The movie industry couldn't care less if it wrecks your soul. Some of you mothers, it's about time you turn off as the stomach turns. I mean as the world turns. Say amen. You feed on whose illegitimate child that's going to be next week. There's more death. Open your Bible. Let's feed on the Word of God. Let's find that bread from heaven. Hallelujah. Come on. No, the theater crowd doesn't care. Hollywood doesn't care if they portray enough filth and smut and dirt and nudity and sex perversion to wreck your mind and wreck your morals and damn your soul for hell. Who cares? Who cares if I'm lost? I went down the list. No, Hollywood doesn't care. The liquor industry doesn't care. Bud Dumber or Budweiser, neither one care. Say amen. I said, the cigarette industry doesn't care if you spit up your lungs. They want your dollar. Am I right? They don't care if cancer eats your mouth out with their snuff. Amen. I saw a fellow the other day with his snuff running out both corners of his mouth. And I said one thing about him, he's level-headed. It's running out both corners about the same. I was preaching a revival meeting and I mentioned snuff. I very seldom mentioned it. And I mentioned it up in Northwest Arkansas. And a lady came around and said, you roughed my feathers the wrong way. I said, turn around, they'll lay down. Hallelujah. God's got a remedy. Hallelujah. I'm not here to try to please the crowd. I'm too far on my journey. It's high time we call men out of sin, out of dirtness, out of the filth, out of the smut. He'll deliver you. Who cares? No, they couldn't care less. They don't care if it wrecks your life. The pornography producers. Playboy doesn't care if it warps your mind and makes a pervert out of you. Am I right? No, no, no. And the grocery store, they'll put it out in front of the display. Does not care about your soul. They want your dollar. They could care less if little children are molested. They could care less if men become insane maniacs and rapists. They could care less what it destroys. They're out for one thing. Refuge. Fail me. Nobody cared for my soul. No, that crowd doesn't care. Who cares if I'm lost? Who cares if I spend eternity in the caverns of the damned? Who cares if I'm eternally lost and separated from the presence of God? I went down the list. No. Multi-billion dollar business of pornography, and filth and smut. And the television will not be content until they get its filth in its rawest form on every program today. The news media spends days filming a carnival in Brazil to try to show you how nude they are. Sir, it's warped minds. It's demented minds. But I can tell you now, there is hope. I'm not here to lead you into despair. If you don't know which way to go, you don't know where to turn. Brother Brankle, I've been snared. I've been there. I'm guilty. I'm there. I tell you, friend, God let you walk into the right place tonight. You're here by divine appointment. God made it so you could walk through these doors, because you can walk out of here cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, a brand new creature, free, 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 free. Somebody said, well, Brother Brankle, I'd get saved, but that sounds like bondage. What do you do for fun? I can tell you when the game's over, when the bottle's dry, when you spit out your lungs with cancer, it's not fun then. The devil's only showed you the front case. Wait till he takes you behind the curtain, shows you the man wallowing in his own vomit, shows you a hopeless life that doesn't know which way to go, on the brink of suicide. Let me tell you tonight, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Crossfire, shout it, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Thomas, he's real. Folks, there's heaven flowing in this tabernacle tonight. I sense the rain of God's coming down. I sense heaven's coming to deliver tonight. His glory's in the tabernacle. Hallelujah. No, mothers and dads that won't take their children to church and never pray with them don't care if they go to hell. Come on. I can't comprehend. I will not be able to conceive. It's beyond my thinking what any dad is thinking about now that wouldn't bow his knee and want to pray and help his son be a better man. I can't imagine what any mother, what any so-called mother is thinking about that want to dress her little girl skimpy and want her out in the front of the crowd in a world that's so possessed by demon spirits. Friend, let me plead with you, Mom. Let me plead with you if you're thinking you want your little daughter. I'd 10,000 times rather my daughter be baptized in the Holy Ghost, talking in tongues, than to be Miss Louisiana. Say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Shambapuritambo. It'd be a mighty poor parents that want their child to be a sex symbol for this sick generation. Who cares? Who cares? I get disturbed when I see young people, teenagers, and we've got a long list today that are praying for their own parents. Their parents doesn't care. I was preaching in Great Bend, Kansas, and that's in the heart of the church belt. Probably the most conservative place in America is Kansas. I was in Great Bend, Kansas, preaching a revival meeting, and the associate pastor is over the bus ministries there. Fine, fine young man. He said, Brother Brankle, I wish I could take you with me just one weekend to pick up our children on the bus route. I go in when the mom and dad are stark naked, dog drunk, passed out on the floor. Little children have never had breakfast, never had a meal. Their lives, there they are stumbling over drunk parents passed out. Nothing in the icebox but beer. Little girl was picked up and brought her bigger sister brought her to church. And all she had in her bottle was beer. Her little head, she couldn't hold it up. Sick parents that couldn't care less. My friend, you say every man's created equal. Don't you believe a word of it. That child that's raised in that kind of filth has never had the chance that children have that have an old-fashioned praying dad and a praying mother. But I can tell you, you may have not had the chance, but tonight, by divine appointment, God Almighty lets you come to Family Worship Center. He'll give you new life, new joy, a new song. He'll put peace where there's never been peace. Hallelujah. Crossfire, I want you to say amen. Hallelujah. I love these kids. Thank God for young people that will come to church and sit in church. That thrills me. I've never seen any better behavior. Thank God for you. Royal Rangers, I'm proud of you. Young men, hold your banner high and don't let the devil make a fool out of you. Young missionettes, hold your banner high. Read this word. God's going to make something out of you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Bible school students, get a holy fire in your soul that God will turn you loose with an evangelistic spirit to turn this nation back to God. Moms and dads, pray a revival down. Get in these altars. Believe God. Get a baptism. Speak in tongues. Get fellowship with God. We're going to have camp meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Lukewarm churches doesn't care if you go to hell. They'll sit there with their little bunch, announce an election every year that destroy the whole church. Great God of heaven, let's throw our politics in the wastebasket and let's get back and have church. Amen. I'm so fed up with little churches sitting around fussing, looking at each other, wonder who's going to be deacons. We don't need deacons till we get 64,000 in church and then have deacons. Bless your little thumping heart. Hallelujah! 5 o'clock this morning, I was afraid I was going to wake Nita up. I got in the bathroom, got by the side of the tub, and I shouted and said, "Dear God, would you come in Family Worship Center this week? Let this revival break out. Let Crossfire have a camp meeting. Let moms and dads have a camp meeting. Let sons and daughters have a camp meeting. Let the school have a camp meeting. We want revival in the Holy Ghost." Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Holy, 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 holy. We're going to leave here with a fire burning. We're going to leave here with a fire burning. We're going to leave here with a fire burning. My God of heaven, you're on the floor. Come on, my son.
Oh, hallelujah! 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 The Lamb. Oh, God, do it again. Do it again, Jesus. Do it again, Jesus. Jesus, do it again, Lord. Come and minister to us. My Father, let a Holy Ghost baptism come. Great God in heaven, we thank you for revival. My Father, I thank you for revival. Remain standing, folks. My Father cares. My Savior cares. The Holy Spirit cares. You're in a church that cares. You're in company that cares. My God, hallelujah. Santo Rebecca, Santa Rebecca, Muta Rebecca, Santa Rebecca, oh, Holy God, Holy God, Holy God, Holy God, Holy God, Holy God, hallelujah! You came here with a problem bigger than you are. You came here with the enemy coming at you. You've been under the test and you need help. God Almighty is here to help you tonight. My Father loves you. You've got a problem, mister, but my Savior has the answer. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy God of heaven. Hallelujah. You need help. I want you to start out of your seat now with your hands up. Crossfire. You're in those sections. You need help. You want Jesus to touch your life. You're not where you want to be with God. Start marching now. Come down from the balcony. Come down from the sides. Let's get in a hurry. We're coming to Jesus. I know somebody that cares about you. I know, you came tonight and you need help. I can tell you now there's help. There's room at the cross. Come running. Come from the sides.
Oh,
come running. Come
running. To the highest mountain.
Oh, come and kneel. Come and kneel. That's it. Fall on your face right here. Fall on your face. Come and kneel right across
the Lord.
God, come on down. Come on down.
The blood that gives me strength. From faith
come quickly
today.
Come quickly, that's right. You need help.
It will never.
Jesus has the answer. I said, come quickly. Come quickly. He will reach you.
It reaches to the high.
What an altar service! What an altar! What a revival! What a camping!
To the Lord, yes.
Keep coming, Mom. Keep coming, Dad. Keep coming, Son. Keep coming. Keep coming. We still got some room way back here. We've got room. We've got room.
Praise God,
that's right.